Israel has announced the beginning of the construction of new checkpoints in the occupied West Bank. One of the checkpoints is said to be the largest in the world, placed between the West Bank and the city of Jerusalem al-Quds. Tel Aviv claims that the construction of the checkpoint is aimed at facilitating the passage of Palestinians while maintaining its security needs. Others, however, disagree. Experts say it's another attempt by Israel to prevent Jerusalem al-Quds from turning into the capital of a future Palestinian state.
This is not simply a checkpoint. It is being constructed by Israel according to its security claims and political ambitions, as it will cancel lands belonging to the Palestinians and will end the issue of negotiations over the city of Al-Quds.
The Popular Resistance Committees, which is a coalition of Palestinian groups, has also slammed the construction of the new Israeli checkpoint. It says that Israel is using the checkpoints as a tool to kill off any chance of an independent Palestinian state.
The construction of this military checkpoint means dividing the West Bank and severing all geographical ties between the West Bank and Al-Quds. This will also isolate Al-Quds and will create a new reality on the ground. This reality will prohibit the existence of an independent Palestinian state.
According to the United Nations, there are over 600 military checkpoints across the occupied West Bank, which are placed between Palestinian cities and villages. Tel Aviv also plans to build a new checkpoint between the cities of Nablus and Ramallah.
Israel's announcement to start the construction of the world's largest military checkpoint came immediately after the Palestinians made the large keys symbolizing their resolve to return to their occupied homeland. The Palestinians say this sends a clear message to the world that they will continue to insist on their right of return to the homes they were expelled from by in 1948. Hamad Hamail for Press TV, Occupy Jerusalem Al-Quds.